It's here, so it must have evolved. This is Ken Ham, CEO of Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, and Ark Encounter. A common argument you'll hear from evolutionists is, well, life exists, so it must have evolved. We even see this kind of thinking in scientific papers, but it's a terrible argument. Of course, a conclusion does not prove the premises are true. Here's what I mean. Let's say the answer to a problem is 4, but that doesn't mean only 2 plus 2 got you to 4. It could have been 3 plus 1 or 6 minus 2. Evolutionists often assume that since a certain species or trait exists, it's proof of evolution because that's how it must have happened. But that's not the case. The Bible offers another much better framework for how everything came to be in Genesis.
There's so much more to learn when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com. You'll find resources for the whole family to encourage and equip you in your faith at AnswersRadio.com.